the old rugged cross. When I was a kid, my folks took an arts course, and they dabbled in a little this and a little that. And my dad painted a picture, and that picture was framed, and it hung on the wall in various places. We moved around a lot, so there was a lot of different houses that picture hung on the wall. And all the time I was growing up, and then in the last number of years, it suffered a fall at some point, and the frame broke, and it was put away in a drawer, and it hasn't been seen around much since. But the reason I mention it is because whenever I hear this song, that's what I think of. I was visiting my dad last weekend, and I went and found it. So I brought it in to show you. And this is the picture that he painted. And this hung on the wall, like I said, this hung on the wall. And I can remember as a kid looking at this picture and thinking about it. And that's, and to my mind, this is whenever I hear the old rugged cross, that's what I hear. And for those of you who can't maybe see it as well, it's deep black field. And in the midst of that, there's a rough wooden cross. Empty, blood-stained, and apart from the darkness, that's all there is. And this inscription on it says, it's from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 18th verse. It says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God." And that is really the truth. That is the pivotal point in history. At this point in time, God redeemed mankind. He made a way for us to be in fellowship with Him. Without that old rugged cross, without the work that was done on that cross, we would be in that outer darkness, and there would be no way. We would not have a prayer. There'd be no way we could come to God, and that's the reason that we can come to God, and that is the only reason that we can come to God. So, I just wanted to share that with you. Let's quit talking and start singing. The old rugged cross. Priscilla, if you please.
Thank you.
Calvary.
Supposed to be in C.
I think it's supposed to be in C, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Press again.
Ah, that's C.
It's my fault.
It's all my fault.
See?
There we go.
Thank you.
All right. That's better. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Save it, I'm glad.
Bye.